You're listening to SBS News.
The World Health Organization says it's been nearly 4 months since the coronavirus outbreak began. Director General Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus says he is worried about the speed of growth.
I'm deeply concerned about the rapid escalation and global spread of infection. Over the past 5 weeks, we have witnessed a near exponential growth in the number of new cases, reaching almost every country, territory, and area. The number of deaths has more than doubled in the past week. In the next few days, we will reach 1 million confirmed cases and 50,000 deaths.
Singapore has recorded its biggest one-day increase since the outbreak began, with 74 new cases and 1,000 infections. Italy's death toll has passed 13,000, but there has been a decline in recent days. The number of cases in Spain has reached more than 100,000. While the rate of deaths in France dropped off, there have still been 4,000 deaths. Entering its third week of lockdown, Public Health Chief Jerome Salomon says France is ramping up its testing.
We now have 56,989 confirmed cases in France. With regards to this testing, you know we're increasing our forces in terms of capacity, and only from the past few days we'll be at around 20,000 tests per day.
The United Kingdom's total infection numbers have jumped to nearly 30,000 after more testing was done. The Health Protection Director for Public Health England, Dr. Yvonne Doyle, says a test target has been set.
And our commitment is actually to go to 25,000 tests a day, and we are confident with our industry partners that we will achieve that. So that means patients are getting the tests they need, but there is also some spare capacity in that for testing the most urgent healthcare workers. And alongside that, as Secretary of State has said, there is a second strand, a front opening, and is already testing a couple of thousand healthcare workers in an order of priority.
UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he's still under quarantine and has called the biggest daily increase in local deaths a sad day. Russian President Vladimir Putin is the latest high-profile leader in self-isolation after he had contact with someone now diagnosed with coronavirus. Mr. Putin is working remotely after he shook hands with a doctor who reportedly has COVID-19. Prince Charles, who's been diagnosed with the virus, has reflected on the abnormal and difficult situation for Britain.
As a nation, we are faced by a profoundly challenging situation, which we are only too aware threatens the livelihoods, businesses, and welfare of millions of our fellow citizens. None of us can say when this will end, but end it will.
In a spirit of solidarity, Turkey has sent personal protection suits, goggles and disinfectants to both Italy and Spain. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says the Turkish support was requested within the NATO Disaster Relief Coordination Centre.
And we see across the alliance that military personnel are actually helping a lot with everything from controlling border crossings to disinfecting public areas to providing field hospitals. And we see how NATO allies also provide support to each other.
Meanwhile, a Russian military plane has transported medical equipment and masks to the United States, which could be facing up to 240,000 deaths under some predictions. Deputy Prime Minister Tatiana Golikova says testing is also being increased in Russia.
It's important to note that the rise in confirmed cases is happening partly because we have expanded our testing of the new coronavirus infection. The number of completed tests up to yesterday was over 460,000, and we're in the top three countries in terms of the number of tests of citizens.
More than 4,700 people have died from COVID-19 in the United States. New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo has criticized residents who are failing to stay at home after there were 2,000 deaths in his state alone.
Young people must get this message, and they still have not gotten the message. You still see too many situations with too much density by young people. They can get it. They're putting their lives at risk. This can kill young people, rare circumstances, but it can. But you get infected, you give it to someone else.
New York's Mayor Bill de Blasio says the city needs 65,000 extra beds by the end of April. He says the city is on track to acquire enough goggles, gloves and face shields for healthcare workers for next week. Meanwhile, US President Donald Trump has praised the human spirit.
It's incredible. I've never seen anything like it, the way the people have pulled together, the unity of this country. So together we're going to win this war, and the sooner we do, the sooner we can begin to rebuild.
Several more big events have also been disrupted because of the pandemic: the Wimbledon tennis tournament, the Glasgow COP26 climate conference, and several festivals in Edinburgh. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.